The demolition of Limavady Orange Hall is well underway here in the town. In front of me, I can see a number of diggers, scaffolding is up, and up to a dozen workmen in their hard hats and high-vis jackets are working away, as you can hear.
I'm Anthony here from CS Architectural Salvage. We're coming in the Orange Hall here in Limavady. It's a wee bit hard because we're so near all our property and all, and everything has to be tucked down by hand, so it's tied against another man's house, so we can't get machinery in until we get to a lower level.
How long have you been working here now?
We're here nearly a week, and it'll take probably another week or so to get a tunnel down.
Limavady Orange Hall stands out. It's one of the first buildings you'll notice as you drive into the town. But within a fortnight, it'll be no more than rubble.
Aaron Callum, trustee for the Limavady Orange Hall. It's a very prominent building, as you can see. It's the first building you'll see as you come in from the old entrance over the bridge. The building originally was created in around the 1890s. At that time, there was a great growth of Orange Halls right across Ireland and Ulster in particular. So the hall has been here for about 125 years. It has been a centre of Orangism for the Limavady area for that time. The last number of years now, the building has started to show its age, and this is one of the reasons why we've made plans to build a U-Haul, and we're in the process of demolishing the old hall and then creating the U-Haul.
Limavady-based solicitor David Brewster has written a history of Orangism in the town, and he says it has been more than just an Orange Hall over the decades.
Well, 125 years it's been there. If you take, for instance, in the 1920s, the Limavady District Football League essentially operated out of that hall. The football ground was on the other side of the road, and there were eight or nine teams, and the vast majority of them actually changed. And after the matches, went back and had their teas there, and the various league formals and competitions and dances and all were held there. And that was a cross-community thing even then, and that probably would have been quite unusual, I would say, at that time. But it was always the case that the hall was open. And of course, in recent times, there's been a credit union there. And again, that's open to all. So it would have more users than you might think. It has been probably the focal point, or a focal point, of the community. But sadly, just as the years have gone on, it's no longer fit for purpose. And now I think it's time to well and truly come.
Construction of the new Orange Hall will begin next month, and the hall is expected to be completed in October. And Councillor Aaron Callan says the new hall will be state-of-the-art.
What we have done is we've kept the original front facade that's currently there. We're going to incorporate that into the new design. However, we're going to be adding height to the building. The ground floor will, of course, incorporate our credit union, which has been in place since the 80s, and also a museum space in which we'll tell the story of local Orangism. And then in the floors above, then we'll have a main function room which will be able to accommodate up to 200 people, and then the lodge room, of course, and then an office space which will be like a committee room as well. We also have all modern facilities. We'll have a lift in the building, disability access, there'll be toilets on every floor, and also modern kitchen facilities. So we're using this as an opportunity to showcase ourselves for the 21st century.